98.1 KZE. In the studio with me today, it's artist R.A. Jenkin, whose exhibition American Hieroglyphs opens tomorrow at James Street Art Center in Saugerties with an opening reception. R.A., welcome. Thanks for coming.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's lovely to meet you. And I was reading up on your work and it sounds very, very cool. Can you kind of give us a brief overview of what American Hieroglyphs is about?
Well, I chose the name American Hieroglyphs for a lot of my work because I use a lot of iconography from American culture, so and sort of everyday things that people will recognize. What I usually do is take small things and amalgamate them into very large compositions. I use things from postage stamps to, you know, I do pen and ink using very, very small symbols like teardrops or crosses, as well as these things that are called cigarette silks, which were little giveaways in tobacco products between the 1890s to 1930s.
Where do you find these?
I find them everywhere I can look.
Yeah.
They're hard to find because they're called silks, but they're actually made of satin. Mm. And they're, you know, 2 by 3 inches. They would fit in a package of cigarettes, and they'd be given away and were usually made into a series. So there'd be a series of flowers or dogs or flags or animals, war heroes, all kinds of things. And they were made not only in the United States, but in England and other countries. But yeah, we have our own special brand here in the United States.
These sound incredibly collectible.
They were collectibles, yes. And they were very popular with women, particularly, because they would use them in their works. They'd incorporate them into pieces of decorative textiles for the home, whether it would table runners or pillows or even big quilts.
Yeah.
And not a lot of the things have survived, especially the pieces that have been made into decorative arts, because of the fragility of the satins. They tend to shatter, and if they're not really well taken care of, they just fray and go away.
Yeah.
But there are a lot that are available, and I've spent a long time collecting them and finally been able to make some pieces out of them.
Yeah. So you take these tiny symbolic pieces with literal symbols on them much of the time, and you turn them into large works. So when you say big, like how big are we talking?
Well, the biggest piece I have in the gallery is the one I have in the gallery right now. And actually it's crosses that I've used pen and ink on fabric to create. And it's called the Hill of Crosses. And it's a pilgrimage site in Lithuania, which is where my relatives are from. And I had visited this site. It's a tourist site, but it's been around for about almost 200 years, created in the 1850s or so by people who were protesting the occupation of the Soviets, or the Russians, I should say, at the time. And people would just surreptitiously bring crosses and lay them on the hill or put them in, embed them into the hill of all sizes. I mean, there are crosses as high as 10 feet tall. And I would say more than 100,000 on the hill.
Wow.
It's enormous. And it's not just crosses. It's rosaries and crucifixes and statuary. It's a tourist site, and it's quite beautiful. And I was really inspired on a visit there about 15 years ago when I saw it. And I've always wanted to do something with it. And I just sort of thought about it one day, and I started doodling and making the crosses. And from there, it just got bigger. And it's 10 feet by 14 feet 14 feet long. Yeah,
that's big.
It's big, yes. It's a little overwhelming. It's a large piece. Yeah.
What reactions do you get from people walking in and seeing your works? Is there a sense of being overwhelmed? I mean, there's a lot of detail involved.
Yeah, there's a lot of detail. Some of it is very colorful. And so what you really have to do is get over being overwhelmed and just sort of walk up and take a look at one piece at a time. And you have to do that anyway because the pieces are small. So whereas you'll see a piece that looks like something, a lot of color, a lot of tiny things in it, you can't really tell what's in there unless you just step forward, take a look at it, and see the individual components.
Yeah. It's a really interesting concept. You know, obviously the symbology and then the fact that you included, you know, the word American in the name of the exhibition. What does that kind of mean to you?
Well, a lot of the things are, you know, quintessentially American. I mean, the Hill of Crosses is a I've also branched out into Eastern European things. I've done something for Ukraine and another thing about Russia. But primarily, I started using American symbols because they're things that people can relate to.
Yeah.
Not only stamps, I have a piece in the show that's of American pennants for the last 100 years. Mm-hmm. Things that are symbolic of places that we have visited, we love, sports, colleges, destinations. And the piece is called Remember Me, and it's about 7 by 8 feet. And it's got a riot full of pennants that are quite extraordinary, I think, that are beautiful. I wish I could say I had designed them all, but I just found them and put them together.
You sourced them.
I sourced them, yes. So that was quite a bit of fun. So yeah. I do have a lot of fun actually doing this compilation of objects.
It sounds pretty fun. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, I speak to a lot of artists, and sometimes the work is very somber, and sometimes the work is, you know, very reflective of one thing or another. And this one sounds a little bit more joyful than some others.
It's joyful, and there's something for everyone in it.
Yeah,
and I think that's what everybody says when they get close to it and they take a look and they start pointing to it and remembering things. And that's sort of a joy to see. I really enjoy that.
Yeah. The work is American Hieroglyphs, opening tomorrow at Jane Street Art Center in Saugerties, with an opening reception tomorrow. And that's 4 to 7. And what can we expect at the reception? Will you be there answering questions?
I'll be there answering questions. I think just a lot of people are coming, so they say. And it'll just be having a good time. There'll be food and drink, and it's a lovely gallery. For people who haven't been there, the Jane Street Art Center is gorgeous, and it's really become part of the community, and just a great place to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about some of the other things going on around the exhibition. I know next Saturday you have a really cool thing, Art of Collecting, with you and Charlie Steele, who is president of the Stamp Trotter of the Hudson Valley. What can you tell us about that?
Charlie's a great guy. I just met him recently when we were looking for someone to talk at this little talk session. And as you said, he's the president of the Stamp Trotters of the Hudson Valley, which is located right here in Red Hook.
Mm.
He's been dealing with stamps his whole life, since he was around 11 years old, and he's now an older man. And he's also part of the Oral History Project at the Saugerties Library. So he's just basically a guy who knows a lot of stuff.
Knowledgeable guy.
Very knowledgeable guy and a very nice guy. And he's going to do a lot of the fill-in about stamps.
Cool.
That I don't know. He knows more about the history of a lot of things and the components and how they're made. So I think it's going to be a really interesting afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. And then did you say there's an art walk event happening as well?
Yeah, the following weekend on Saturday the 5th, there's going to be a walk around with myself and Jen and Catherine, who's the assistant at the gallery. And we're going to walk around, and anyone who wants to join in is welcome to and ask questions about the work, because they require a lot of explanations at times. And there's a lot of cool stuff to learn about them.
Yeah. American Hieroglyphs is running at Jane Street Art Center until October 26th, opening tomorrow with the reception from 4 to 7 p.m. And yeah, tell me a little bit more, if you would, because there's some information here. You use materials including paper, silk, antique silk thread, which is the cigarette silks that we talked about.
I use antique silk thread for almost everything.
Yeah.
And everything that I sew down, the postage stamps on the pieces are actually hand sewn down individually with silk thread.
So do you have a massive collection of antique silk thread?
Or yes.
You're constantly, I imagine, looking for more.
I'm constantly replenishing it. I would say I have 200 or 300 spools of silk thread that I've just collected.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful to work with. It's thinner than any other silk thread that you can find. It's stronger. And I just love it because it comes on these beautiful wooden spools also.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like just a beautiful thing to be working with, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the work sounds incredibly unique, and yeah, you're very fun to talk to about it. So highly recommend everybody go down and meet R.A. Jenkin and see American Hieroglyph on display through October 26th at Jane Street, but opening reception tomorrow. And of course, janestreetartcenter.com can always give you all the information you need. R.A., thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
And of course, we always got to pick some songs, and I thought this one might be appropriate. Connie Francis, Among My Souvenirs. Years.